ISC is presented to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. Use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order at darkhawknutrition.com. What up, what up, what up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the ISC Bengals Show. I am Chris Hasbrock. I am your host today, and I am back here now to discuss the Cincinnati Bengals 34-31 primetime victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars on Monday Night Football, in a game that, well, tale of two teams, really. This was something that, if you remember a few shows back after the Baltimore game when Joe Burrow went down, I had discussed on, you know, that show that basically a couple things could happen. And the Bengals would either lose every game that they would play with Jake Browning at quarterback, or realistically, they could make the playoffs with four or five more wins coming out of, you know, the final, what, seven games, I think is what it was. Pittsburgh, you know, the loss to Pittsburgh last week was ugly. A game that was, I mean, really, it was ugly. No other way to put it. They were not good. They were just awful. Best way to put it. They were just awful. And now you're going on the road, prime time, Monday Night Football, to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. A team that you were looking at a really good chance to make the playoffs and jump ahead at the number one seed in the AFC with a victory. They were coming in at 8-3. And the Bengals at that point were 5-6. So now you're looking at it to where, okay, you've got a backup quarterback, and you've got, you know, you're coming off a game where you look completely and utterly, I don't want to say useless, but they weren't very good. Plain and simple, that Pittsburgh game, they were not good. They rebounded incredibly nicely in this one because it was a total team effort. Going into the game, I thought the Bengals were going to get blown out of the water. I predicted 31-10 Jacksonville to come away with the victory. That was not the case. Jake Browning did not look like a backup quarterback. Now, there were some times he did, and that's going to happen. But Jake Browning, 32 of 37 for 354 yards. He was only sacked twice. Had a QB rating of 115.5. On the flip side, Trevor Lawrence looked really good as well. He was 22 of 29 for 258 yards. He was sacked twice. He did throw two touchdowns, and he had a quarterback rating of 125.4 before he got injured. And thankfully, that injury is not, you know, as bad as it looked originally when he, you know, when he had gotten stepped on and, you know, his reaction afterwards. So thankfully, you know, a high ankle sprain, which, you know, high ankle sprains aren't the best, but it could have been worse. So thankfully, it sounds like he's okay. That is just fantastic to hear. So you know, coming into this game, the Cincinnati Bengals needed a total team effort. Plain and simple, a total team effort, and that's exactly what they got. Against Pittsburgh, Joe Mixon only rushed the ball 8 times. This time, between Mixon and Chase Brown, 28 times on the ground for 129 yards. Phenomenal. Phenomenal job calling the offensive game here for the Cincinnati Bengals. Credit goes all around. Jake Browning looked great. Plain and simple, he looked great. And they needed that performance from him. They had to have it. And they did. They got it. And there we go. Bengals moved to 6-6 with a nice stretch of games coming up and are in the playoff hunt. Yeah, would it be nice, you know, for the Bengals to get a higher draft pick to get, you know, another quality player here for cheap? Yes, it would be. Am I rooting for them to tank the season? No, I'm not. Because, you know, I heard I heard on the radio they were talking. It was a great saying that basically, and I can't remember who said it. So unfortunately, I can't give them the credit. But they were saying that, you know, basically, you know, the losing, if you're wanting a team to lose to, you know, to get, you know, a higher draft pick, that's how a losing culture starts. And that is so true. We've been through hell the last, goodness gracious, I mean, not 2 decades, because, you know, we had a pretty successful, you know, last decade. And then now going into this decade here, we've got a Super Bowl appearance, 2 straight AFC championship appearances. Now, let's be real here. With Jake Browning, are we going to win the Super Bowl? No, we are not. I'm okay with that. Make the playoffs. Win a game. Continue to build off of that. Show that you are not going to give up and you're going to go out there and you're going to bust your ass game in and game out. You got dudes playing for contracts here. You got guys playing for jobs next year. Whether it's here or somewhere else. And what did the Bengals do? They went out and they got it done. The Bengals with 156 yards on the ground. A total of 491 net offensive yards. 8 of 14 on third down. So they converted on third downs. Aside from a couple, like a boneheaded play, the interception by Tyler Boyd, aside from that, this is a great game by the Bengals. Defensively, could have been better. I will say that. Between Ingram and Washington, they were targeted 15 times, and they each hauled in their total targets, totaling 15. Ingram with 9 for 9 for 82 yards. Washington 6 for 6 for 61. Yeah, Jones targeted 8 times, holding 5 for 78. Etienne, 4 for 4 for 34. Calvin Ridley, targeted 8 times, only holding 4 for 26. Overall, top-notch performance by the Cincinnati Bengals. Eight different receivers offensively were targeted for the Bengals by Jake Browning. They all got catches. Ja'Marr Chase targeted 12 times, hauled in 11 for 149. His longest was the 76-yard touchdown reception. Mixon out of the backfield. Boyd, Tanner Hudson, T. Higgins had a couple huge catches. Trent Irwin on another beautiful pass. Mitchell Wilcox, Drew Sample. All three tight ends got involved there. Brad Robbins only had to punt once. One time Brad Robbins had a punt. It was only a 33-yard punt, but it was inside the 20. And it wasn't a touchback. On the flip side, the Bengals forced Jacksonville to punt 5 times. Defensively, they gave up the yards. Now, Jacksonville's a good football team. You can't deny that. Jacksonville's good. Had they won, like I said, they would have been the top seed overall in the AFC, ahead of Kansas City, ahead of Miami, ahead of Baltimore. Now they sit in fourth. Right now, the Bengals are in a prime position. They've got the talent. And I was talking to a couple guys at work, you know, about the game coming up, and they're asking me how I, you know, how I felt about it. I told them, I said, I didn't feel good about this game. I didn't. I didn't think they were going to win. I thought it was going to be a blowout. Because that game against Pittsburgh showed me no, or gave me no reason to really believe in, you know, in them, based off of what we saw between the play calling, the quarterback play. It wasn't pretty. But one of the things, like I said, talking to a couple of the guys at work, you know, we were talking about the game. I said, oh, it didn't feel good. But I said, here's the thing. Can they win this game? Of course they can. They've got the talent. And what you have to do is get the ball in the hands of your playmakers. If you do that, you always put yourself in a good position to win a game. Always do. What did they do? They targeted Ja'Marr Chase 12 times. He hauled in 11 of those for 149 yards. That's what has to happen. Get the ball in the hands of your playmakers. Run the ball. Establish the run because it opens up the pass. Joe Mixon, 19 rushes for 68 yards. Chase Brown. We said that, or we had heard that there was the Chase Brown package that we were going to see against Pittsburgh. He didn't even see the field. Instead, we see Joe Mixon rush it for 8 times, and that was it for 16 yards. Nothing. So between Mixon, Brown, and Jake Browning, 20 rushes for 151 yards. That's going to win you some football games. And that is against a Jacksonville defense that was very stout against the run. I want to say going into the game, they were third overall, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but they were very high up in rush defense. And the Bengals took it to them. They set the tone early. Joe Mixon looked like Joe Mixon. Let me rephrase it. He looked like definitely an older Joe Mixon. But he got 3.6 yards on average per carry. That's going to win you some games there if you get that. Why? Because you supplement him with Chase Brown, who you're hoping is going to be Mixon's replacement. And that's what we got. 9 rushes for 61 yards, an average of 6.8 per carry. His longest was 31. Joe Mixon, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Jake Browning with the other one. That's recipe for success. That's what we have to do. And it gives this team confidence moving forward. This is a good football team. We say it all the time. We're not just saying that just for the heck of it. Just, you know, it's true. They are a good football team. So we have to start seeing more of this now as, you know, as we move on. Because it's true. They are a good team. Despite not having Joe Burrow, the amount of talent on this football team, they can make some noise to wrap up this season and make the playoffs. The AFC is not very good this year. It's not. The Dolphins are so up and down. They're 9-3, but they're up and down. The Ravens are 9-3. With Joe Burrow, the Bengals beat the Ravens if Joe Burrow doesn't get hurt in that game. And the Kansas City Chiefs are 8-4. They don't look good. I say that in the terms of they're not the Chiefs of old. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 7-5. God only knows how. Now, Kenny Pickett is out for the year, so now Mitchell Trubisky is your quarterback. The Cleveland Browns are 6th in the playoff spot. They're down to Joe Flacco as their quarterback. The Indianapolis Colts sit in the last playoff spot at 7-5. And they've got Gardner Minshew as their quarterback, and they're in the AFC South, which completely sucks too. The Houston Texans are 7-5. They're 3rd in the AFC South. They haven't taken advantage of what, you know, what's been given to them. Granted, they've got a young quarterback in CJ Stroud, but they're 7-5 just on the outside. The Broncos are 6-6, tied with the Bengals. They're number 9 in the playoff spot. The Bengals are 10th at 6-6. The Buffalo Bills are 6-6. And they're behind the Bengals due to the head-to-head. And they've got the Chiefs this week. Right now, the Bengals are in prime position. They have games coming up still against Indianapolis this coming week. You've got Minnesota coming up. You have Cleveland one more time. You have Pittsburgh one more time. And you have the Kansas City Chiefs. You have 5 more games here. Realistically, Bengals can go 4-1 in those games. You go 4-1 starting this week against the Colts. You'll jump the Colts. You play all the teams ahead of you, except for Miami. You've already played Baltimore. You know you're done with that. You've got the Chiefs coming up. You just beat Jacksonville. You have the Steelers coming up. You have the Browns coming up. And you have the Colts coming up. Bengals can make noise. They can make it happen. They have a chance to do damage. And the Vikings are 6-6 with Josh Dobbs at quarterback. You're facing multiple backup quarterbacks. Every team you play has a backup quarterback except for the Kansas City Chiefs. But you've played Patrick Mahomes. You know what to expect. If you get a performance from Jake Browning like you did on Monday night, you're gonna do some damage. Even a performance, just a little bit less than what we got from Jake Browning on Monday night, the Bengals will go 4-1. Despite not having Joe Burrow, this team is still in a great spot to compete for a playoff spot in the AFC. They're not winning. They're not going to win the division. And that's okay. They have to continue to play their game. Because if you make the playoffs, anything can happen. All these other teams are winning with backup quarterbacks. Why can't the Bengals? And they proved it on Monday night against Jacksonville. One of the top teams in the AFC, and the Bengals went on the road and got the job done. We are in a great spot, and we now need to see the Bengals finish the job. This type of game that we saw on Monday Night Football, which was the first home Monday night matchup, our first home Monday night game in Jacksonville, and what they say, like 11, 12 years or so. That place was buzzing. And we saw a Bengals team reminiscent of the one that went on that Super Bowl run. They went on the road, they didn't care, and they played Bengals football. They beat you to death offensively, and there was nothing you could do about it. And that's what we saw. This game was reminiscent of that. And again, we took a hit. Our Super Bowl chances took a serious hit with the loss of Joe Burrow. I get it. And I will say on the flip side of that is I blasted Burrow pretty good for, you know, his demeanor on the sideline and the fact that not helping out his teammates is what it seemed like. Completely different this week. Now, I think, and I'm willing to, you know, step back and apologize to that, because it seemed like, you know, looking at it, I think he was acting like a player who, when I say was pouting, in terms of the fact that he was devastated that his season was done. And when I say he was pouting, he was just sitting there. He looked like he was in shock disbelief that, you know, that it had happened. So we didn't see that. You saw plenty of times on the sideline, he's sitting there next to Jake Browning and Dan Pitcher as they are going over, you know, on the tablets, looking at everything. Jake Browning's a good quarterback. He is. He's proven it. He's won at every level. Give him a chance here in this. We might catch lightning in a bottle here. Win 4 or 5 here. Close it out. Four and five puts us at 10-7. Okay. 10-7 in the AFC gets us in the playoffs. That gets us a wild card spot. Because we will, in turn, own a tiebreaker over the teams that we, you know, that are ahead of us. And all it takes is a little bit of confidence. And that's what we get from a game like this with Jake Browning playing the way he did. Confidence goes a long way. Because you gain the confidence, you in turn believe you can do a lot. And that goes, like I said, a very long way. Jake Browning on a primetime game on Monday Night Football as the backup quarterback, coming off of his first ever NFL start. Again, goes 32 of 37 for 354 yards. AFC Player of the Week. Offensive Player of the Week. Good for him. That can go a very long way. So again, starting now, going into week 14 here against the Indianapolis Colts, the Bengals, with another performance, can take another step towards a playoff spot in the AFC. And it all starts again on Sunday. Something to keep an eye on. So, That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the ISC Bengals Show. Again, I am Chris Asbrock. You can follow me on Twitter /X at I am Chris Asbrock. And you can follow the account at ISCincy. And you can go to the website at www.iscincy.com. That's www.iscincy.com. Also, make sure you check us out on YouTube. Like I said, there's videos that we try to post up there. In terms of game highlights, stuff like that. Myself and Scott Kaiser, we will be coming out with a baseball podcast here. That is in the works, Backwards K Baseball. So make sure you check that out. That will be, like I said, that will be coming up. You can follow us on Twitter on that. That is at Backwards K B-Ball. So check that out. Like I said, we're, you know, with the hot stove season. Make sure you keep an eye on that with all the content coming out there. And other than that, that should be it. That's going to wrap it up for this episode. And make sure you stay tuned as we will be back next week as we will recap the Week 14 matchup against the Indianapolis Colts on this coming Sunday. So with that being the case, have yourselves a fantastic rest of your week and enjoy your weekend. Take care, everybody.